Mr. Speaker, you seem interested in things that poll well, and congratulations on your numbers. And you've talked about bipartisanship, which I think the people of Michigan are looking for.
Right.
There's a matter that polls very well, that has proven to be very popular across the aisles in the legislature for years, and that's open government reform, changing the FOIA laws. Representative Schutte has been a big advocate of that. Will you commit to doing something with that this term? Do you think this is something that we need to restore confidence in government? And if not, why not?
Yeah, it's great to see you. I read a lot of your stuff. I don't think I've ever really talked to you, but he's got a sense of humor when he writes, doesn't he? It comes across. So it's kind of, now, a lot of times you're saying things that are kind of negative toward Republicans, but you do it with a sense of humor, and I think we enjoy your work.
We're certainly happy to correct any factual errors.
You got a sense of humor about it. He just isn't a big fan of Republicans. And Mark Hackle's here, and I'll answer your question. Mark, and thank you so much. He's been supporting a lot of our things on the local roads, and he's doing a great job. And we're so proud to be a part of the effort to help you deliver Selfridge Air National Guard Base. So that was a great win. And we all saw the billboard. And how cool was it to have Candace Miller on the billboard? Wasn't that cool with you? So anyway, to answer your question, HEAT polls, Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency Plan, actually polls higher than FOIA. I looked at it. And when I ask the question, what actually affects your life more, they all say heat. And you saw Dana Nessel praising the changes that I made. And so what we're looking at, and by the way, all the reporters know how FOIA doesn't work very well. And the Democrats want to expand a very broken bill. And it's a very weak one, what they did. It's weak. So what I looked at is what would actually make a difference. And I think when you look at the elements of HEAT, whether it's the budget transparency that we put forward on the earmarks and you all are benefiting from and the public's benefiting from, bringing that out in the open, being able to evaluate these programs. I mean, real quick, I saw this one that Emily Diefendorf proposed where she said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a developer all this money for affordable housing to kick all of these people out of a trailer park and kick them out of their homes. Nobody asked the township if they wanted this. So I think going through a transparent process, the township would come in and say, we don't like this. That one would have been stopped. Then you look at some of our other elements, ending the revolving door where the politicians become lobbyists, ending the process where politicians can become lobbyists in other states. There's a lot of things, events, that we're doing in that plan that I think are going to have a bigger impact. So my commitment, we moved HEAT through the House and had bipartisan support. And I'm going to keep working on getting HEAT done. And that's what I'm focused on.
So,
but FOIA, I don't think it is something that we're really working on because HEAT is such a bigger deal. And it is much more impactful, honestly.
Mr. Speaker, if I could ask a question on behalf of the people of Michigan who want to have access to every government official's records as they do at the local level and at federal levels, what are you so afraid of?
Well, and I think you look at, by the way, a lot of these politicians, they could make their records public. Gosselin Benson could make her records public. She couldn't even do disclosure on her campaign finance website. Republicans and Democrats had to come out and overturn that because it was not working. Most people think it had something to do with hiding. Maybe she wanted to hide the House Republicans' fundraising numbers. I don't know. They were very high, and you wouldn't know that. You don't know which lobbyists are getting, taking people out to dinner and things. You don't know that because the website didn't work. And I think even Rajiv Puri voted for that, and he doesn't vote for anything, but he voted for that one. So you see these other officials, which are not doing any transparency, Governor Benson, they're not doing any of it. They could do FOIA voluntarily. They're not. So, like I said, we're focused on the real transparency and what I think is going to be most effective, and that's this. It's not FOIA. You guys have tried FOIA. You've seen how the government's obstructed, and I just think it needs a lot more work, honestly. So that's why we're moving to things that are going to have a bigger impact and are more ready to go. All right.
Thank you very much, everyone.